Just one halakha on the laws of Megillat Esther, specifically on a very outstanding daf of the Megillat Esther, an outstanding page, and that's the page that has the Aseret B'nei Haman on it, written on it. We must discuss the construction of that page. There's a lot of halakhot, how the Aseret B'nei Haman are supposed to be written on the page. So first of all, the Gemara Megillah on Tetzayin says that you have to write the names Ariyah al Gabe Ariyah, Ulbena al Gabe Levena, which literally means a brick on a brick and a half a brick over a half a brick. What does this mean? Half a brick, a whole brick? So the Benutam and many of the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rashbab, they explain that the words Ariyah, which is half a brick, is referring to the word Et. And Levena, which is a brick, is referring to the larger word, that would be the name of Haman, which is the bigger word. So therefore it's like this. All the Ets, which are the shorter word, are written under each other. So if you look at the page, you see Ve'et, Et, 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 all the way down. And then on the left side, you see all the bricks on top of each other. That's the larger word. That's the names of Haman. And there must be a space, obviously, in between the Ve'etz and the name of Haman. That, Hacham Avadya writes in Hazor Avadya Purim, on Dafresh Nunhe, that the space should be the Shi'ur of Tet Otiyot, of 9 letters. So you have a blank space of 9 letters. V'imlo asa revach bintayim pesula. Ever so fair, he wrote the Megillah. He didn't write it in that construction. He wrote the regular names of Haman, or he wrote it in the big way where there's no space between the ve'etz and the names. So the Megillah is pesula. Hachavadiyah then writes that preferably a Megillah should have 11 lines on every single klaf, the 11-line Megillah. What do you benefit from this? Because now you'll be able to write the names of Haman on that page in the normal writing that you used for all the other pages. Since it's an 11-line Megillah, so you don't have to write bigger letters in order to make the 10 sons of Haman fit the page. Because let's say you have a Megillah that has 40 lines. Now when you get to that page of the 10 sons of Haman, it's got to be an 11-liner, because you're writing all the names. So therefore, he writes that it's preferable to keep the whole Megillah 11 lines, and therefore you can keep the same size letters when you get to the Aseret B'nei Haman. Of course, that's only the Chetechila. If a person has a Megillah that has more lines than that, of course, he has no problem. Last but not least, the halakha does say that on that page, the word Ish should be written on the top of the daf, and on the bottom of the daf, it should say the word Aseret. That is the construction of that page. So again, one should be careful when he's buying a Megillat Esther. Number one, to scroll through it just to see, to make sure the ketiva is right, but to get to that page, in order to make sure that the sofer did the right Ariyah al-Gabe Ariyah, Levena al-Gabe Levena, there's the proper space in between, and it's starting on the top with the word Ish and ends on the bottom with the word Aseret. And preferably if there's a Megillah that has an 11 lines throughout the entire Megillah, of course that would be a Hidur. Because we don't find so many Megillot like that, so that's why the Sofrim have to write the words of Aseret B'nei Haman big in order to fill up the entire page.